What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight.
Things are getting real horny. So horny.
So horny. Baby.
I'm so horny from all those guys desperately auditioning for Bachelor in Paradise in front of women in jewel-toned tops.
All those guys with barrel curls with sweet, sweet tight suits.
Oh my God, a tight tie.
Shark skin. Gorgeous.
A barrel curl. I didn't know that. Apparently, hello. Welcome to another
episode
of Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Arda Marine, coming to you from Los Angeles, but not from my bougie garage. Here with me today, I'm not with the production team, but I am with a man who knows a bang on a boy. Can I say, he knows a bang on a boy. You know him from 911.
Mm.
You know him from his incredibly successful, award-winning podcast, Attitude.
Thank you, Toots.
You also know him from Ask Rana with Rana and Brian.
Thank you. That's true.
He's not Rana.
Two people on the show. I get third billing.
You're absolutely right. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, my travel companion, my brother,
my buddy pass,
my buddy pass,
my hall pass,
my freebie, my noodle buddy in the pool, my noodle buddy in the ocean, a man who will not Venmo me $17,000.
Not doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you get a chance to capture this man and bring him to your childhood home for 2 weeks, do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Zoffi.
What an intro. I am so thrilled to be here. Thank you, thanks. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Brian, I'm going to sit real close with you because I'm the engineer today, and I set this up. I didn't know how to make a move on you when we were back in my hometown.
But we're sharing a mic this weekend, and that's not the only thing we shared this weekend.
Can I just say?
Fun times is what we shared.
I mean, we're going to get into it a little bit later, but just a little preview. I did bring Brian to my hometown of Little Compton, Rhode Island. It was your second trip?
My second trip. We were supposed to come last year, but obviously
the cove,
and so I took a Delta flight without having the Delta variant.
Thank you.
Straight to Boston and then straight to Little Compton.
Can I just say, I mean, there's not a lot of people that you could bring to a town that has no attractions.
Well, that's my kind of town.
And literally be like, do you want to come sleep in my brother's bed for 2 weeks?
Yep.
And then we ignore each other 80% of the day. But then the 20% that we're together, watch out.
Watch out, world.
Watch out,
world. We did it right. I'm telling you, the best way I've realized from this.
Talk to me.
To take a trip with a friend.
Talk to.
Both have to be.
Independent.
Independent and self-reliant a little bit.
Yeah.
So that then when you see each other, it's like the most exciting thing in the world.
Can I just say, the excitement we felt watching Bachelorette, watching at night we would convene and watch Bachelorette, Below Deck, Real Housewives of Potomac, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of New York.
All the hits.
We would do Judge Judy. We would do Jeopardy. I mean, really.
Yeah, it's true. We really, you know what? Come to a gorgeous summer place and watch a lot of TV. That's all you got to do.
And we'll get more into our trip later for our newcomers who are like, wait a minute, I thought this was a Bachelorette show. We'll talk about the Bachelorette now.
Yes.
And for the old timer diehards who are like, tell me more about your trip to the dump on Little Compton, Rhode Island. That's a preview of what's coming up.
You're not going to believe it.
You're literally not going to believe it. Remind me, I have to take 3 commercial breaks today.
You got
3.
It.
I'm that popular. I have that many ads.
I love it.
3.
Good for you.
You know what? And all the ads are for men's barrel curls.
Why wouldn't they?
Let's just start it out. So here we are. It's our first Mentol back in a studio.
Yeah.
And
everyone sure was excited, but they were clapping at the fact that there was an audience.
They were clapping at the audience. I felt safe. I felt like all is right with the world. We have women back with jewel tone tops.
Yes.
And, and I have to say, I'm not trying to be, you know what, we'll get to it later. I thought Katie looked beautiful, wanted to change her green screen dress.
Sure. Oh, yeah, sure. Well, they could have projected anything on there.
Maybe she couldn't
make up her mind. It was like, we'll just throw something off.
Just make it gold.
Yeah.
Make it leopard. You could just keep changing it. I thought.
She is so pretty, though.
She's adorable. I thought her hair and makeup looked beautiful.
Yeah.
I think she's really charming.
Yes.
Carl Tart was texting me during the Mentol All. He still doesn't trust her. He's mad at her because last week she threw out Canada Dry, which is for our listeners.
Was Canada Dry barrel curl?
Canada Dry was barrel curl because he's the Canadian firefighter, but he found him dry. And she thought that she did Canada Dry dirty because she broke up with him. Like, she jumped out hiding behind a tree, like put cayenne pepper on her eyes, pretended to cry and cut like various people. So sure. She thought that she did Canada Dry dirty. I mean, look, it did feel like being home again, though, to be back in a room with men in tight pants, women in jewel tone tops going banana pants, and these guys, you know what? Swinging hard for a slot in Paradise. Because I'm going to guess this was filmed months ago.
Yep.
And I'm going to guess that each of these men had a producer that was like, look, Canada Dry, you didn't get a lot of airtime.
Because think about, if you make the pitch correctly to get on Paradise, that is an entirely new stream of revenue.
That's exactly.
Like, I mean, it's such a smart move to just be like,
that's really,
I don't care if I was eliminated first.
Exactly.
I'm going for it because Grocery Store Joe, look at him.
Grocery Store, by the way, exactly. And you can get yourself a FabFitFun code if you go, like, it's all about, first of all, they don't get paid on The Bachelor because it's a game show. It's a contest.
They get like $100 a day or something.
Not even. I think they literally make nothing.
Wow.
Because when Lance Bass and I were applying to be on Amazing Race right before COVID, they told my agent who did the application for us, because we were just trying to apply to be on the regular one, just with everybody.
Yeah.
That you make $0 because you're on, it's a game show.
Got it.
And by the way, we were like, great, sign me up.
Sure.
We weren't going to win because of me, but we weren't going to lose
you
either.
You know what, though? You're pretty unafraid. Like, you would not be afraid to just, like, run up to someone and be like, hey, I need your help with da-da-da-da. You don't have that.
No, but I can't win in a foot race. I won't lose. Like, I'll come middle of the pack.
Sure.
Because I'm scrappy and I'm smart and I can go talk to people, but I can't lift weights.
Is that part of it?
I just feel like you have to carry a lot of stuff. Anyway, back to The Bachelorette. I would desperately like...
You're not like doing curls.
No. I would like to be The Bachelorette. I would like to be The Bachelorette, not a contestant. The picker.
Yeah.
So the guys all came to play. And again, it was the guys... I feel like the guys that sort of were quieter during the season, they knew if they were going to get to Paradise, honey, they had to get noisy. A person like James, who arrived in the box with his Al Capone vest, he didn't say anything all season, and he was swinging hard. Love him and his New England accent, even though it says he's from Long Beach.
No, he is like full-blown, like, bring back Boardwalk Empire, because I'm ready to roll onto that set and do what I need to do.
And I find him...
He's hot.
I would make out with him.
Yeah, he's so sexy.
He would be, for me, up there... Andrew S.
He's my number one, Andrew S.
Andrew S. is top dog. Number one, Andrew S. Number two, I feel like Al Capone is a contender.
Definitely.
Okay, so they come out, and we see, before we even get to the mental all, we got to talk about the most important thing. We see the dad. We see our sweet, sweet Michael. And he's saying to him, sort of a preview of their love affair. No one can love you like I do. Mm-hmm.
And then his son is like, who the hell are you?
We're not quite there yet. So this was a preview of their earlier love affair. He said to her, no one can love you like I can. We will figure it out. Love is the only thing that matters. Andrew S. left last week and, So here we are. We're in New Mexico. She's walking with Tayshia, who has honestly said nothing all season. And I feel like the producers were like, Tayshia, Caitlin's outshining you. You got to get back in the game.
Sure.
And so she was like, I didn't know about the Andrew. I didn't know what I had till it was gone. Until I said goodbye. And then Tayshia's like, well, hometowns are next week. And she's like, I'm so confident about the guys. And I just want to say, I haven't told anybody that I'm in love with them. It's the one thing I think I can give to my fiance. And then Tayshia, in the like worst advice somebody could give, it's like, if you feel it, just say it. I said it to lots of guys. It wasn't just like, that's such a producer move. What terrible advice. Do you think Tayshia was trying to screw her over?
No, I sort of thought it was badass of Tayshia.
You loved
her. I sort of loved her being like, I mean, you could love more than one person, can't you?
I mean, I'm in love with you and the guy at the dump.
That's what I mean.
I mean.
Exactly. So I get how in that situation you could fall in love with multiple
people. I also love our plumber.
I loved that plumber.
We had a plumber that showed up last week in Rhode Island.
I have got a pad for the toilet.
Yeah, like nobody called for the plumber.
No.
I had just hopped out of the shower.
We absolutely let him in, no questions.
No questions. I'm buck naked. I'm like, Brian, you have to go deal with the plumber. So I'm like, there's a man here pounding on the door. Brian lets him in. I'm naked. Brian has no problem letting him into the house. Not a problem. And then he's like, needs to get into the room that I'm in. So I'm like scurrying and hiding behind furniture, trying to like throw like a robe on. Turns out, he's adorable.
And was meant to be here. He did actually have something he had to do here.
He fixed a toilet that I didn't even know. Look, it's not my house. It's my brother's house. I didn't know that apparently he actually had to be here. And how cute was he? He could have been on The Bachelorette.
For sure.
And in Australia, we know tradies get the ladies.
Right. He would have gotten the ladies.
He would have gotten the ladies.
He was a tradie.
If he was a tradie, he would have gotten the lady. Anyway, so here we are. She's like, look, I'm head over heels. Let's go. Zach wasn't my strongest relationship until I met his family. That's how you do it. So all the guys are talking. They're like, Greg is like, I haven't introduced anyone to my family. Michael is like, part of it is that James is not being here. It weighs on me. Katie's answered my questions. Like, she lives in Washington. I live in Ohio. I have a child.
I don't love her.
That's what I want to talk about. So she's talking to Tayshia. She says, I'm most nervous to meet Michael's parents. But I just want what is best for Michael and James. But I do picture, I picture being a parent to James. I picture being together. I would be an immediate parent. I'm excited about that. Like, all that's missing is me. It's already set up already. So then we see Michael talking, FaceTiming with his son. What's up, monkey boy? I miss him like crazy. He kept saying, I'm doing work. I'm doing work.
Yeah.
See you soon. Kid goes, I want to go to Disney World.
He did say work trip a lot, as if the more he said it, the more his six-year-old might believe it.
Not even, he's like a three-year-old.
Like, trying to con this kid.
And then he says, then the little boy who's like three or four goes, maybe daddy don't want to see me, which breaks my heart. And he says, daddy's on a work trip. And then he starts crying. And, okay, so then he says,
I feel like he could have been honest with his son, actually. What does a three-year-old know? Yes. He was just like, I'm going on a competition on ABC, and I'm going to see if a girl likes me.
So, this is how you find love.
Yeah, this is how you do it.
I'm going
teach them early how to find love in this world.
So he's like, and then he was like, then he starts crying. poor Michael. And he's like, look, he's raw. I do believe he came here to find a wife. He says, James is the only certain thing I have in my life. So then he hugs and holds the production staff in a way that the production staff seemed almost uncomfortable. And he was like, thank you for letting him use the phone. He's like, it's breaking me that I'm here when he's thinking that. Now, I do agree that he had to go. So let me just say what happened and then we'll discuss it. He said, I don't ever want him to think that he's not enough. I know this would be brutal when it starts, you know, it's starting to be an effort. My son thinks that, like, he doesn't want to be with me. He goes to Katie's door. He's like, I FaceTime with my son. When I came here, I was skeptical. But I changed that feeling. It was because of you. And then went on our one-on-one date. It was the greatest. But something happened which changes this for me. And he said, why don't you want to see me? I can't focus on anything else. It's wrong to give you half of what I could be. I'm going home. And she was like, I did not see this coming. I'm so sorry, all of it. And then she said, I saw us going to the end. And he said, I'm not leaving because of us. I'm leaving because my son needs his dad. He hands her this stopwatch that he gave her the first night. It's important because of time, time and love. I thought love was going to be the harder thing. And then we just ran out of time. And then she says, I know it would have worked. I want to beg you to stay. He says, you made me better. You taught me a lot. You taught me how to love again. But he had no tears. And then the heart was racing in the hug, and she said, our connection was unexplored. It's hard to know him, like what would life would have been. I would, if I chose Michael, I wanted it. I'm mad and I'm sad. Very possible my person just left. I think he left, which was right. Why didn't he say, come with me? Why didn't he say, if this doesn't work with somebody, why didn't you say, I have to go, but I want to be with you. Like, I have to go get my son. He didn't want her.
Yeah, I believed every emotion he had when he was talking to his son. That was very genuine. But when he started talking to Katie, yeah, I stopped buying it. It's something about it just seemed really disingenuous.
Yeah.
I think if you're in love with someone, you would say, and I would think even the producers would push you to say, but also you might naturally say, I am in love with you. I want you to meet my son as part of my hometown, so just come with me. Like, let's get out of here.
And if he also...
But he didn't want to stay. He wasn't in love with her. He just wanted to appear to be,
I think. I agree with you. I wonder, now, just to full disclosure, our B-boy here, Bri didn't watch the season.
I didn't. This was my first episode.
So I'm just saying that Brian and I watched it together because I've been talking about it, and I love Brian, and I wanted Brian to be on. So I want to say, so what you saw... You did not see a man. So you're fresh to this. You found him handsome.
He's very handsome. And he does seem to love his son more than anything. I believe that wholeheartedly. And I'm sure he did sort of fall in love with her. But at the end of it, there was no part of him that wanted to fight for her anymore.
Did you get a sense? Because Brian's watched many, many, many seasons.
Other seasons, yeah.
Do you both think... I think he wanted to be The Bachelor.
Maybe. Because I didn't see him. Was he kind of conniving like
no,
that?
No, no. But I mean, like, why not? If you really are this into her, and if you think, if you, look, I don't know what his options are in Ohio. And if she's like, maybe I'll move. For, like, she seems like a nice person. She seemed down to move to Ohio.
The part of me wants to believe that maybe his son said that and he just had some weird
mental break
where he was like, what am I doing?
Right.
Like, I'm on a fucking show right now.
Right.
And my kid's at home, and I'm mourning my wife. Like, what right. am I doing? The other part of me is just like, oh, great. So now I'm out. I don't know. You know what I mean?
He was not crying with water coming out of his eyes.
No, he wasn't. And it just, the conversation with her, honestly, it reminded me of some of Erika Jayne's interviews in the last couple episodes. It's just something about it felt... Not that he's a criminal.
No, Erika Jayne, if you guys don't watch... She is on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. Even if you don't watch the show, you should watch The Hustler and The Housewife.
It's all on Netflix. Unfolding in real time.
So in real time, there's a housewife that... There's a lot of, like, potential legal ramifications. In the last few episodes... She's acting like she didn't know about this.
But I think she's acting.
She's crying with no tears.
And he seemed to give off the same vibe to me.
I agree with you. And then when we see him later, which we'll get to, but in his dyed beard, His new beard dyed jet black.
Yep, just
with
for
his
men.
Crazy eyebrow X's.
Yep. It looked like they put makeup over his eyebrows, like they put like concealer over his eyebrows, and then yeah. the hair peeked through. It was very strange. But he did dye his beard. However, he's really handsome.
He's very handsome. I felt badly for her because I felt like she was the kind of person that actually did want to go be a mom.
And I actually thought that standing ovation he received at the end was sort of undeserved.
Yeah.
But again, this is someone who didn't watch the season, so maybe I'm a piece of shit for saying.
No, but I have to say, it bothered me that he didn't make a play for her.
Yeah, even there, he didn't.
No, he did kind of. He was, and I was sort of proud of her, and we'll get to that, but like, that he was sort of like, well, if it doesn't work out at the end.
Yeah, well, that's so lame.
And she was sort of like, you know what, I'm fine with how it all played out.
Yeah, because otherwise you stand up there and you go, I am so in love with you.
Yes!
I can't get over you. I would have done anything to stay. I obviously couldn't. Like, there's a way to play that.
He did not do any of that.
No.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back talking about the men tell all and the men of Little Compton tell all.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And we're back. Okay, so here we are. That was very heartbreaking. We watched poor Katie get heartbroken. By the way, I don't blame her because he didn't seem that upset about leaving her.
No.
And I felt like he'd been really all in, like, no one can love you like I can love you. Like, and to me, she gave him nothing but green lights. Like she was like, we'll figure it
she
out.
She even wore that dress.
She even wore that dress.
Yeah.
She even wore that dress.
The biggest green light of all.
So then we have, you know, I'm never a fan of men tell all where they just like, the guys just like, it's
beat
hard
their
for me. It's hard for me to even like take notes on some of it because I'm like, I don't even, it's literally like the world's worst improv scene of like, okay, go cause controversy to get on Paradise. Mm-hmm. So we have Carl, the motivational speaker. I'm sure he's on Paradise because he was such a shit talker. I don't care if I never see him again. Him going, there's a guy here that's for the wrong reasons. Multiple guys here. And so then they call him out, but he's still talking in circles. And then, like, they're like, was it Thomas? He's like, of course. It's just like, it's hard to watch men in tight suits fighting like that.
Yeah. It's sort of pathetic.
Yeah. So then we have drama. We saw Aaron that they had a pass with Cody. There was something in San Diego. But again, there was nothing. I was like, what was the thing? Like, you're talking about, like, basically, it seems like you guys buried a body in San Diego.
That is the illusion.
But instead, it's like, you posted, I'm going to be famous in 6 months. All right, who cares?
Right.
So he's an idiot. Who cares? By the way, you look like...
They should start pointing out who's genuinely there for the right reasons, because that would be more of an anomaly.
Yeah.
To be like, wait, this guy seems like he's actually here not to get famous.
That's what I felt about the dad. I feel like the dad actually felt there for the right reasons, mm-hmm. which was shocking. So then, you know, it's like, I will be famous in 6 months. Carl was like, look, it's a witch hunt for the person of the day. They're like, well, look, brah, you've ruined the night for everybody. What did you know what we were doing? He's like, you know, Thomas is going to drop another bomb. Then he starts. So then we have Canada Dry starts coming in. And then Carl says to him, all you were here for the wrong reasons. You wanted a ticket to the U.S. and a beer when you got there. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Canada Dry's hair.
Well, yeah. So it was sort of like a spit curl. Like you know.
From the 20s.
Absolutely. Like Shirley Temple. It was like he took one of the ringlets from Shirley Temple's hair and put it directly in his forehead on an angle.
Yeah.
It was such a strong choice. It looked like there should have been like, he looked like a baby New Year hair. Like he should have had a barrette there or something.
Like it's a baby. It's a boy.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right. It is baby New Year.
And at the last minute, he was all set to go. And then he ran to the bathroom and said, one more thing. Grabbed a curling iron. Hot as hell, and curled that fucking hair. And like, just that one.
And gelled it. And was he wearing a literal Canadian tuxedo? Was it a denim tuxedo?
It was either denim or the illusion of denim.
It was.
Which is the name of my memoir.
The illusion of denim. I have to say, I bought copies of The Illusion of Denim for all of my girlfriends at the
office.
They're going to love it. Because it's like...
So personal.
It is. It's
so
like...
So personal.
You know what? Because you give the illusion that you're tough and you're thick.
Exactly.
And that you're like...
That I'm a dungaree.
But that really, you're a softie at heart.
Exactly.
You have the illusion of denim.
Exactly. I'm actually a very thin-weaved culotte.
You're like a chambray culotte.
Exactly.
You're a chef.
Absolutely. That's the truth of it. That's the reveal.
All right. You guys have earned a little talk about our vacation. Brian, you didn't wear any culottes, but you. We both went feral this trip.
Swimsuit. I think I don't know why I brought clothes. I'll be honest with you. I don't know why I didn't bring just a backpack.
Yes.
Because I've worn nothing that I brought.
Yeah.
And only wore the swimsuit.
We went to an Oscar nominee's house.
We did.
And Brian is like, I'm going to wear... It was at night for cocktails.
It was for
cocktails.
And
Brian said, I'm going to wear my swimsuit.
And not only that, I'm going to wear my rain jacket tucked into my swimsuit. Is it raining? Sure isn't.
Brian did... tuck his raincoat into his swimsuit, and off we went to this Oscar nominee's house for cocktails.
There we went.
By the way, we did bring 3 croissants, as you do for cocktail hour.
We brought 3 croissants and said, you know what?
3.
They'll be day old by the time you eat them.
Divvy them up amongst yourselves. We didn't want to spring for 4.
They were
$4 each. So we spent $12 on 3 croissants.
That's so expensive.
That's a lot for a croissant.
I agree.
I don't care.
I'm going to do a little.
I don't care, Meryl Streep.
I'm going to do a little tip. It is so much more impressive to show up with 3 delicious baked goods than it is with an overpriced bottle of wine.
Even though
it was only $12, which is expensive for croissants, actually.
$12.
It still was like, well, no, that's exciting. People want that.
I got to say, they were excited that we showed up with 3 croissants.
In a little box.
And that I tied a ribbon on.
Yeah.
Also, here's the thing. I promise you, we'll get back to The Bachelor. Men tell all. Here's a little flavor of Little Compton, Rhode Island. Brian and I loved going to the dump. And there was a man, this is a little interaction of what you get at the dump. Brian, tell them about when you asked the guy if the dump was open on Sundays.
So I went there on a Saturday, and Arden and I wanted to find out if the dump was open on Sundays, because you have to take your own trash to the dump. They don't pick it up. So, like every week.
We love the dump.
Love it. It's so
fun.
It truly is.
Love it.
There are 4 different stations.
There's the cardboard.
There's the trash. There's the plastic recycle.
Electronic.
All of it. So you just go. There's even a modem drop-off.
Yeah, and you have to drive, like, each one. It's almost like a Disney ride.
Totally.
It's like a Disney ride. You have to drive up and around.
Going through all the countries.
Yes, it's exciting. You have to have a town sticker, which I got from Anita at Town Hall, who remembered my mother and told me to come get a hot dog from her at the town beach.
That's right.
Shout out, Anita.
So I simply asked this man, are you open tomorrow?
And on Sundays. Are you open on Sundays?
But on Sundays. And he goes, tomorrow? Sunday? And I was like, yeah, is the dump open tomorrow? And he goes, no, I mean, it's Sunday. No. He goes, we're closed on Sundays. And I was like, oh, okay, thank you. And he goes, we're closed on Wednesdays and Sundays. And I was like, got it. And then he stopped me and was like, because you know how some people are closed Saturday and Sunday? A lot of people close Saturday and Sunday.
Sure, sure.
They don't work Saturday or Sunday.
Sure, sure.
We do work Saturday. We don't work Wednesday or Sunday. So those are the 2 days we take off. What am I going to work 7 days a week?
And you have to.
No, you're right. You're right.
And then he says, you have to have 2 days off.
Yeah, you have to have 2 days off. And then he said, while I was putting cardboard in the cardboard section, he said, that section's only for cardboard. And I was like, right, yeah, I'm putting the cardboard in. He goes, okay, because anything else, it's not going to work. And I was like, okay. He just wanted to talk to me so badly, and I loved it.
We're going to go talk to him again at some point next time we're here. Yeah. All right, and we're back. We're back. That was our jump interlude. We'll tell you about Brian buying crackers at the general store. That's a tease to come in the next section.
Are you in for it?
Mary's gone crackers. I'll
keep those boners down.
So then we have the Canadian guy in his tuxedo with his baby New Year crawl. He goes, 1 second, shut the fuck up. Somebody said that.
Not very Canada.
That was not very Canada dry. And then the firefighter kept screaming. Clearly, one of his friends from, Calgary was like, keep screaming fake news. Keep screaming fake news. He kept screaming fake news. Fake news.
Clever.
That's fake news. Carl, you topical. Got fake news. Topical.
Clever.
Yeah, so he Cute. Was... But by the way, I have to say Canada Dry was not a sure thing to go to Paradise. And I feel like he was noisy enough at Mentel All.
And made that strong hair choice. I mean, the full VO5 moment. Yeah, he should get in there. Just so we can see him do his hair in the morning at the beach.
His VO5 moment. For our old school listeners, he took season one, Robbie with the Falcon. Remember the Falcon Hunter? They all had that swoop, Robbie's Falcon. Now he put it on his side. And he's got he's got the barrel curl baby New Year wave.
Absolutely.
It is. It's a barrel. It's a, what did you call it? A spit curl.
Yeah.
It's a spit curl. So then somebody says half the size so then we see that they can't trash talk. These guys can't trash talk.
The worst at it.
And then they start calling out Hunter. Hunter for lying. Hunter for going, I didn't say that. I didn't say there was top four. I didn't say that I loved her. No. And, he tried to, he owned it, but he only owned half of it. And you saw him, and you go, something's wrong with that guy.
Yeah, I think that there, I don't know, just something seemed not all there.
Sure.
I'm not suggesting he was high or anything, just he didn't seem fully cooked. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes.
It just seemed like maybe he got out a little early.
And then he started trying to split hairs for being in love versus...
And by the way, Canada Dry heard splitting hairs and was like, not mine, honey. There's not one split end on this.
By the way,
you
want to know who else doesn't have a split head of hair? Al Capone.
Certainly not.
Not with those spats and hair.
Absolutely not.
He's got he's got what's that old fashioned, that can, that the pomade that the
Brill Cream.
Brill Cream.
Yes.
I have to say that the James, the guy that arrived in, he arrived the first night in a gift box that they didn't open for 3 hours. And he came out, always in a vest.
That's awful.
In a tight, everyone that night was sweating. He came out in a tight wool 3-piece suit and not a hair was out of place.
That's our guy.
And by the way, didn't say anything all year. I really enjoyed him. And I felt like he had a strong enough following last night. He swung hard enough. I hope he arrives in Paradise. I would make out with him on the beach in Sayulita. Will you watch Paradise? Because it's the best show on television.
Yeah.
I made you watch Below Deck. You got to get back in.
I know. I know.
It's great.
But I have to go. You know what I mean? I have my coffee in the morning, and then I have to check around my place.
Set your hair.
I have to set my hair. And then
you've got to wear your bathing suit to Oscar nominees' houses.
Exactly. Then
you got to go to the dump.
I have to go get my mail. And
you got to go to the dump.
Yeah. It just
every day but Sundays and Wednesdays.
Yeah. So maybe on a Wednesday or Sunday I could do it. Maybe
because is the dump open on Wednesdays?
It's not open on Wednesdays. It's most, you know, it's so funny. Most places are closed Saturdays, but it's Saturdays, Sundays, but it's closed Wednesdays.
Okay.
It's like the funny trick.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So the best way to remember
Yeah, okay,
is, the best way to remember it is Wednesdays and Sundays.
Okay. Okay, great. Because most places are closed Saturday
and Sunday.
Got it. Yeah, okay, yeah, great. That's yeah. great. Okay, good. Right. So then we see Trey. Trey was such a physically cute guy and such a little tattletale dink. And he's like, you know.
Yeah, he was cute. I don't know why.
He was cute. He was a dink. And then basically Connor goes, look. He was my roommate, and Hunter was falling in love with Katie. And people were like, nah, 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 nah. And he's like, he was. He's like, well, you're wrong. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. And then Connor was like, and your opinion is wrong. And then Connor, here we go. It's going to be talking about Connor the bad kisser. Now, you knew nothing about Connor, but you saw Connor and you immediately went, ah, like you had a visceral reaction to Connor.
Well, I only had a visceral reaction, not for his looks or anything. I had a really visceral reaction when he pulled out the ukulele. So I was like, oh, so that's what you're doing here. And I sort of felt like, I know you're probably going to be on Paradise. I don't know that we need to see you on Paradise. You performed twice here tonight. You did the ukulele, and then I know we'll get to it. The plant in the audience.
I can't.
Those two things alone, it was sort of like, all right, so you had two huge moments on this that were not genuine at all. So what do we need to see you again for?
And one of our incredible listeners Googled that woman. She's also an aspiring singer. The plant.
Right.
Of course she is.
Because a little bit, by the way, I hate being mean about it. She was a little out of his league, I think.
Yeah, she looked like, there's a really, really cute actress. I can't remember her name. Oh, Abigail Spencer. She looked just like Abigail Spencer. And, yeah, I just felt like, anyway, so let's get to that. So then we see Hunter. Hunter goes, so we see it. He had a bad kiss. Thought you were the one. It was so easy. But then when we kissed, there was something missing. By the way, he did look cuter in the cat costume. He had more game in the cat costume. But he was such a thirsty kisser. So thirsty. And so thirsty to get his songs out. He's Jed 2.0, dog food jingle Jed. He goes, how bad of a kisser am I? I started out so strong. What did I do wrong? The spark wasn't there. And they Tayshia asked him straight up, have you ever been told you're not a great kisser? He texted two or three people that he kissed, which made me feel protective of him. And he said, am I a trash kisser?
I did love that line. I thought that was great.
That was cute. Yeah. By the way, even if he is, how do you tell him? Like, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You can't.
No.
I thought that was
But he didn't, vulnerable. Honestly, his kisses to me didn't look like trash kisses.
They were, yeah, they did.
They were disgusting. They were very passionate.
No, they were disgusting. In real time, they were disgusting.
Got it.
And then, all of a sudden, this plant, who Brian noticed was mic'd.
Fully mic'd.
Goes, I know you can't be a bad kisser. So then Tara, who's looking to get a record deal from an A&R person, comes down. They do the grossest kiss ever. They go on a scale of 1 to 10. She says 11. Like, how badly did the producers need to, like, pump him up before Paradise? It was hard to watch. Brian.
Yeah, I mean, it was... it just was so fake that it wasn't fun. Like, no one up on first meeting someone on television kisses like that so familiarly.
Oh my god!
It just
in COVID and with Delta variant.
Yeah, it just didn't. I don't know. None of it rang true to me. I was like fine with the moment, like okay, but I don't know why they're giving him so many stunts. I didn't watch the season, so maybe he made a really big impression.
No, yeah. And then he pulls out his freaking ukulele again, and she looked pissed.
Who wouldn't be? He's stealing the show with something that's not stealing show worthy.
I can't. And then he's saying, like,
I don't think he got one chord right on that thing.
And he was singing about bromance.
I'm not into him. I mean, I hate saying this. I don't know this person. He just is not my favorite based on last night.
Not our cup of tea.
Sure.
He's no Andrew S.
No. Andrew S is perfection.
All right. We're going to talk about Andrew S when we come back. I'm doing a good job remembering to take all the ad breaks.
You
The eagle has landed.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And we're back. All right, Andrew S. Let's talk about Andrew S. Now, you've never seen him before.
No, this was love at first sight for me.
I had to warn you about his fake British accent, but God damn it. What a cutie pie. Talk to me about your feelings.
Just so handsome. Seems like such a good, solid guy. He's the one that I would have just...
I loved him.
He like stole my heart last night.
I loved him.
I loved him. I hope
he's the bachelor.
I do too.
Unfortunately...
I think it's going to be him or Michael, right?
What's hard is that... There's a whole other bachelorette.
So it could be someone from that season.
And they'll feel more current.
So it probably depends on how hard you smash BIP.
Although, can you be the bachelor if
Colton?
Right, yeah.
Maybe that was the only time, though.
Good point. And Nick Vial.
Yeah. And what about
right.
the other one who did the first half of that season with Tayshia?
Oh, Claire.
Yeah.
Good point.
I know she was on an original one, but she kept coming back.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a really solid point, Brian, with a solid point. So we have Andrew. He had his fake accent. Andrew S. has never felt these feelings before. This can't be happening. I've been waiting for somebody to pick me for me. Pick me for 100%. But we never had a bad moment. It just wasn't enough. Tayshia brought up that she respected that he had been very open about challenges and interracial relationships face. They were talking about the conversation that he had with her, that she killed it, that he wanted to be realistic. As a black man, he's not going to shy away from it. He deserves to be chosen. They said, you do and you will. I'm a hopeless romantic. I grew up watching rom-coms with my mom. He is so cute. I feel like... ABC should pick him.
Definitely. Just pick him now. Get it on the books. Because he's fantastic.
I felt like he was...
And so watchable, too. Like, he's someone you want to watch.
And I felt like he was swinging hard, and I felt like he hit the ball. Like, he swung hard, hit the ball, and he seems like a really nice person. He's so handsome. He's sweet. Like, really all in on Andrew S. Tell us what happened at the general store when you went to buy Mary's Gone Crackers.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know if anyone's familiar with Mary's Gone Crackers. They're only the grainiest cracker in the biz, the driest, crunchiest, pop your teeth out. So they sold them at the general store here. At Wilbur's. And I got a box, went to the counter, and the woman behind the counter says, "Have you tried these? They're disgusting." And I was like, "Oh, no, I haven't tried them," which was a lie because I just wanted her to continue.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Some people buy them. I think they're so gross. They taste like dirt. They're absolutely awful." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll try them." She goes, "Well, they're disgusting." And then she looked me up and down and she goes, "You know what? You'll like them."
I love that.
And I was not offended.
No.
It was honestly a brilliant moment for me. I loved it.
You're going to love them.
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 They're disgusting.
They're disgusting.
They're disgusting.
They taste like dirt.
They're disgusting.
I don't know why anyone buys them,
but
we order them.
They're disgusting. We order them. You are going to love them. And they're disgusting.
They're disgusting. You're going to love them.
God, I love it here so much.
It's the best.
Here's another one. We go to the fruit stand. I see this hot guy.
He was very hot.
He's there with his son, like teenage son. He's like a tough kind of tradies get the ladies kind of a guy. He's got a huge bag of corn. I go, oh, he lets us cut in front of him. Such a gentleman.
Yeah.
He was so hot. And I was like, oh, thank you. Like, you know, are you sure? He said, yeah, yeah. You don't have that much. We're like, great. And I was like, oh, you're having corn? I heard the corn's really good. I haven't had it yet. He goes, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
And I was
music
like,
to my ears.
I loved it. I was like, well, my friend's coming, so I'll have it when she comes. Going to treat her like a queen. He's like, she's not even going to know what she's getting. Like, yeah. It was like, he was already like so enraged that we hadn't had it yet.
So upset.
It was so hot.
Very sexy.
What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
I loved it.
Yeah.
All right. And we're back. So then we have Michael shows up, the dad, with his big old beard, and he's sad. And then he was like, to see you go. She was upset. You could tell she was still hurt by him during this.
Yeah, she was like not wanting to focus on him.
No,
sure.
She was sort of like, you know what? I think she
lame.
Felt like what we felt. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she really.
It's a little showy.
Yeah. And she was like, I saw us going to the end. He had his eyebrow X. He had his crazy beard. And it's like, you know, being a parent. You know, pursuing this takes away from one other thing as a single parent. It was just like, they asked, I can't imagine saying goodbye. How hard was that? They asked him, if Katie said she'd give it a shot, would you still do it? And he said, 100%. They talking about if love, so, but then he gave good audience. He said, if love exists, it will find a way. How lucky would you be to fall in love twice? But I felt like Katie.
Everyone seemed into it except Katie.
Yeah, she felt like I was there. Why didn't you say, I feel this way? I have to go for James right now. Come with me. Mm. If you need to finish it at the end, like come find me after all of it.
Yeah.
Then we see how terrible the smack talk was. These guys could not shit talk.
No.
It was almost like so boring that who cares?
Well, it's also like, guys, if you got along, you can say that too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So then we have the Whoa Whoa contest. So, Brian, you missed it. It was 1 week whack off, week off whack off. But there was no ramifications. They never checked in on it. There was never, it was like, what?
Meaning you have a week off.
You had to not jerk off for a week. Okay. But then they just dropped it. Like, it was like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
I didn't understand when the Canada Dry said, when you wake up, it's not working. What was he talking about?
I don't know
about?
What he was, I was confused by that too. I didn't know what he meant.
We learned that the dad jerked off.
Oh, I think he meant actually, maybe because they're like booze infused and on camera and stressed out that maybe they just couldn't get it up.
All right, that's fair. Yeah. Booze infused. So then we see Caitlin and Jason. They go on a podcast. There's no podcast guest. I'm sorry. They're so cute. I love them together.
They are cute, but if anyone ever proposed to me on a podcast, I would be like, oh, well, I'll say yes because I guess we're on air. But like at the end of this, fuck no. Oh my God, Arden. Arden's on one knee. Oh, don't give me that ring.
Brian.
Do not give me that ring.
Brian, I just want to say.
Yeah?
There's no production team here today for a reason.
Oh.
Look, when I saw you get screamed at by the man at the dump and the woman at the, and the woman, like, I don't know what your situation is or how you feel about me, but having you sleep in my brother's room.
Hmm.
I just feel like I cannot imagine having one more day being a freeloader and not having you by my side. Will you marry me, Brian Sabi?
You're wearing a swimsuit with a dress, a visor, and glasses, and headphones. How could I not? How could I not?
I dressed up for you. I put on my best dress. So you would not be into that if somebody proposed to you on a podcast.
I think that's so unromantic. Wouldn't you? I would want it just to be someone, when we were in Little Compton, told us a story about someone who took their gal out to a lighthouse and proposed on this little island with a lighthouse. That's what I want.
Who told you that? The Canadians?
Yeah.
Who did it?
Their one friends? Of their friends, yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
All right.
I loved that.
I have to say, even though I wouldn't want to be proposed to on a podcast.
He was very sweet.
It was so cute.
He was very cute about it.
Well, here's the thing.
He's clearly crazy about it.
Because they first met on her. He was a guest on her podcast. That's how they met. He was saying that. Like, when I was a guest here and you were interviewing me and I was describing my dream girl, little did I know you were going to become my best friend. Like, so they met because he came on her podcast.
Got it.
It's so cute. I love them. He was the Buffalo kiss, kiss, kiss guy.
Okay.
I loved it. I love them. I love her.
Yeah, oh, me too. They're
both
great.
I love them. She's so happy for them.
She's probably my favorite bachelor.
Her ring got really, her ring was really cute. She's my favorite one, too. I'm looking at my best friend, my future wife, the mother of my children. Out comes Katie. We're going to take my final break because I'm remembering to. And we'll be right back.
Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, we're back. She comes out in her crazy green dress.
Yes.
That was not a good dress. She's so beautiful.
I thought she looked pretty in it. It just like, yeah, the dress itself was sort of underwhelming.
The color
was nice.
The color.
Oh, not the color?
The color.
Oh.
I thought her hair and makeup looked great.
I am the worst at fashion.
You look great in your bathing suit when we went to Meryl Streep's
house.
That's
what I'm talking about.
When we went to Dame Judi Dench's house.
Yep, I wore my swimsuit and my fucking raincoat.
So then he says, I never wanted to leave. I had to leave for my son. They asked if she would give him a second chance. She was like, I had to move forward, which I loved. Andrew, they asked if he had anything to say. He busted out that stupid accent again. Hello, my love. He's so fucking adorable. He should never do that again. He's got to stop with the accent. Can you handle the accent?
I don't love it.
Great. So then Trey tries to bust in, and it was
Trey tragique, honey.
It was tragic. The best thing was Aaron busting and saying, I was encompassed by a lot of conflict. And when she said, thanks, Thomas, who was the villain of the season, who he was like trying to like throw under the bus the whole time, I died. It'd be like me being like, thanks. You know, thanks, Dorinda. Like, or I don't know. Like, just whatever villain.
That would be the meanest thing anyone could ever say to me, Arden. How dare you? Or it'd be like, thanks, Meghan Markle's dad.
Yeah.
That's the one that would get me.
That's exactly what I'm going to do next time. Thanks, Meghan Markle's dad.
Right. I wouldn't appreciate that.
Okay. Well, you know what? If the shoe fits.
You should, fair enough.
You know, I'm just mad at you that you didn't like the special outfit that I put on for you to see.
I love it. I do love it.
What am I wearing?
A swimsuit, a gingham dress. Uh-huh. You actually look adorable, as always. And a visor and your glasses.
Enormous glasses.
Enormous glasses. Plug-in headphones, honey. Right for the pod. You're ready to go. What are you wearing? No shoes.
Shoeless.
Yeah.
One-piece swimsuit.
It's gorgeous.
I've got hair like a Muppet.
I'm also wearing a swimsuit
and a t-shirt. I've got hair like a Muppet.
Yeah. I love it.
Okay, so then we have... So thanks, Thomas. Was so great. And then we have Connor B. Was like, okay, now that you're here, I'm never... Of course I'm going to sing my stupid song. Mm-hmm. I can't. And then Thomas video chatted. Everything shifted. Everything switched. You know what? Carl and Anna and I were texting. He does have nice skin. He's a handsome guy, Thomas. He's just a ding-dong.
Yeah. No, he is handsome. I didn't watch the season, but I know that he's a dick. But he was handsome.
He was a dick. And that was really the end of... that was really the end of the episode. Overall, are you invested enough that you're going to watch next week?
Sure.
You think? Because next week's Fantasy Suites. It's when they go bone.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you may as well start at Fantasy Suites and then watch the finale so you can come with us to Paradise.
I will check it out.
Why did you cut The Bachelor from... Of every... All the garbage that you watch.
I know.
Why that?
If it were an hour, I would do it. It just got to be too much.
Ugh!
I know. I'm so sorry. I'm honestly so humiliated.
You should be humiliated. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
You're going to love it. It's disgusting. All right. Well, we sure appreciate you being here. Look.
Yeah, is now when I thank all my fans? Or
yeah, you should thank all your fans.
Thank you so much to all my fans.
Okay, great. I have to say that everybody's really nailing it. And we love when you send us your, when you love us on iTunes and leave us reviews. Here's some great reviews we got. This is from KN Sharp 77. 5 stars, such a delight. Huge Doughboy fan and found Arden on the Doughathon. So fun to hear my favorite Doughboys and Comedy Bang Bang guests on with you and your magical voice and hot takes. Do you think I have a magical voice?
Of course.
Hello.
You are magic.
I'm magic. Okay, here's one more that we got. This is from Davisha1. 5 stars. Amazing. 10 out of 5 stars. I love this podcast. Arden, you crack me up. And I love the variety of guests you bring in each week. Some of my faves are Jerry, Miles, and Lacey. Also a huge fan of the production team. Shout out to Tana and Katie. Thank you for making this weekly recap. It seriously makes my Wednesdays more exciting, and I'm always looking forward to hearing you and your guests take some of the episodes. Thank you for the laughs. You spent some time in Rhode Island with Tana.
I adore Tana.
Give us a Tana highlight.
Tana does a really good... I've always loved her. She's just like one of the good ones. She's such a great person. But I do love how there was one morning you and I were doing like some stupid gym class on Instagram.
Yeah. Yes.
And she walked in and just stared at us doing it and didn't say anything. Just was like watching us. And I looked over and she had that like sort of deadpan look and it cracked me off.
Yeah, she like literally... Like, we were like, good morning.
And body surfing with her was awesome.
We were like, good morning. And yeah. She just stared at us.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
She was like, because I think it was the morning after she got here, so she was jet lagged.
And we were like, hi.
We were turned up.
We were extra. Okay, so here's an email that we got. You can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Inside info on Blake and Canada Dry. Hi, Art and a production team. Not sure if you listened to Wells' podcast, Your Favorite Thing, but he gave some pretty juicy insider info from when he was filming the episode he was on. Apparently, Blake and Brandon, a.k.a. Canada Dry, know each other from back home. They are apparently good friends and grew up together. Blake even convinced Brandon to go on the show when he got cast. Brandon had no idea Blake was going to come on the show, so it was a complete shock to him when Blake showed up. This was apparently a big storyline that the producers cut out. Wonder why. But it makes a lot of sense why Brandon specifically went to Blake's room and he got cut to say bye and bro out. Anyway, love the show. Lisa, you know what? What do you think of Blake? You remember Blake from last season.
Yeah, I thought he was cute. I do think he's cute.
He is cute.
Yeah.
You're cute.
Thanks.
Oh, Well, here, will you help us pick a tweet of the week?
Of course.
You guys, if you want to participate in tweet of the week, tweet to myself or Anna Hosnier, Hosnieh, or Arden Marine, Myrin, by midnight Pacific time Monday nights. A tag, hashtag WYATR, if you want to be considered. This is from Britt Paulson at Beerit. Switching channels between these super gelled bros yelling about followers and the U.S. gymnastics team is quite the whiplash between two ideals of the American man.
That's true.
That is true.
That is quite a contrast.
I have to say, I'm going to actually, this was not a tweet, but it was one that Tana sent me that actually made me laugh really hard. She was texting with me and, Carl last night, and I don't know if you watch Below Deck, but there's a girl on there who's very into like daddy. Oh, hi.
What's her name? Courtney?
Yeah. So this is a text I got, but I'm going to submit it from Tana for tweet of the week.
Fair enough.
Maybe daddy don't want to see me. That's how both his son and Katie felt.
For sure.
That's a good one.
It is good. That's really a good one.
Yep. I'm going to submit that as a tweet. Okay. Okay. Michael's go. Okay. This is from Nikki Lamisha at M. Lamisha. In a year full of change for Bachelor Nation, one thing remains constant. If you want to sit in the audience for the tell-all show, you better be wearing a jewel towel.
That is the requirement.
This is from Corey Maidens at Corey Maidens. Michael's goatee and haircut have big evil twin energy.
Absolutely true. Very I Dream of Jeannie vibes.
And the final one, Lauren Jean Johnson at Words by L.I.J. Producers interviewing potential audience members for the Men Tell All on a scale of 1 to 10, how aggressive is your kissing, and are you willing to kiss a cat on TV?
I love it.
All right, we need to narrow them down to two. I think gymnastics.
Gymnastics I love.
And then what's your second choice?
Listen,
Tana's,
I'm never
Tana's
speaking
text?
Against Tana. It's just not happening.
So we're going to go between Tana's text.
Yeah.
And that. Okay, so this is between, hold please, this is between Britt Paulson at Beer It, switching channels between these super gelled bros yelling about followers and the U.S. gymnastics team is quite the whiplash between two ideals of the American man, and Tana's text tweet.
Sure.
Maybe daddy don't want to see me. That's how both his son and Katie felt.
Epic.
Tana?
I think Tana. Do we pick a winner here?
Yes.
I'm going Tana. I'll always go Tana.
I gotta go Tana too.
Yeah.
I've never submitted. It made me laugh so hard.
It's so good.
Particularly after watching all the Below Deck Mediterranean. There's so much daddy. That maybe daddy don't want to see me anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this is kind of cheating, but she's not here. Tana, you won tweet of the week via text.
Congratulations,
Tans Hosnier. Brian Safi, where can people find you? What would you like to promote?
At Brian Safi, you'll listen to Attitudes, listen to Ask Rana. Those are the podcasts. And then the new season of 911 starts September 20th, I think.
And you're on You with Penn Bagley.
You, that comes out, I don't know, they didn't set a date yet, later
Is
this fall.
Is he hot?
Very handsome. Yeah, very handsome.
How tall?
Very, very low-key and cool.
How tall? Do I want to make out?
I think about my height.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any final Rhode Island stories you want to share?
Well, you'll be hearing from my attorney.
Okay, great.
But I don't, you know what? This is so disgusting of me. I don't like promoting it because I just want it to stay like this.
You don't want people to go to the dump and like.
All I'm going to say is, you haven't lived until you've been to the dump, until you've had a Greek salad at A1 Pizza, until you've listened to all of the voices happening at Wilbur's, until you've jumped off a diving board.
Yeah. You know what? They can go to a different town.
It's just too special.
You know what? It really is. But it's also, there's nothing to do.
There's also zero to do here.
I asked Anna what her favorite thing was, and she said eating ice cream and watching Below Deck.
Right, because that's sort of what the nightlife is.
That's it.
You can be active during the day, but at night it's sort of like, no. I mean, you've got to get your
programs. There's literally nothing to do.
Get your shows lined up.
No, the dump is like a big outing for us in Rhode Island.
Definitely.
Other people might be on a boat or something. We're like getting yelled at by people at the dump.
Definitely.
Well, my name is Artem Rain. I gotta say, thank you for watching that episode last night. Thank you for being my guest in Rhode Island. I would like to go back there with you next year. And I'll be back next week with some more shenanigrams. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't forget to party. Until we meet again. Did it make you horny enough to watch to watch Fantasy Suites next week?
Maybe.
I think you should.
Yes. I'll think about it.
She'll be boning people.
That's exciting.
She's into sex.
Yes. I will take it under consideration.
It's just 2 weeks to watch.
I know.
Look at that.
I love this video.
The video. If you've never seen our theme song on YouTube video, you really should.
Was that Eddie Pepitone?
That was Eddie Pepitone did the first season with us.
All right,
until next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.